BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Life of holiness and sincerity. Some who falsely portrayed themselves as super apostles were attacking Paul's character. They claimed that the collection that he had asked the church and other churches to give was not for the poor in Jerusalem, as Paul cited, but that Paul was secretly planning to keep it for himself. They also claimed that Paul's writing was unintelligible, verses 13 and 14. The super apostles said these are the reasons why Paul did not arrive in Corinth as he had said he would in the previous letter. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 5 and 6. Paul defended his trustworthiness by appealing to the witness of his own conscience and to the Corinthians' first-hand knowledge of his character. He had conducted himself in the world and during the 18 months while he was with them in the holiness and sincerity that are from God by the grace of God, not according to worldly wisdom. The day of the Lord is often how the apostles refer to Jesus' second coming as King and Judge. We will all stand before what Paul would call the Bema Seat of Christ and give an account of our actions while in the flesh, just as Jesus revealed in the parable of the shrewd manager. Luke chapter 16, 2, Romans 14, 10 through 12, and Hebrews 13, 17. The Bema Seat, one of them, is right there in Corinth, and there's a picture of it on my webpage in this commentary. Therefore, since this is true, I need to keep my character pure and sincere. When tempted to stray from these, I am to remember that God looks at my character. People determine a person's character. Even children can see a person's character. Keep a noble character as Ruth did, who, it was said of, all my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. Ruth chapter 3, verse 11.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.